Welcome to the suburbs with Andy and Greg.
When John Mellencamp was recording at TRC, we talked about the crumbling down session. He was BSing with the guys in the band. And he had a relationship with his grandmother who kind of raised him to some extent. She called him Buddy, and she was a very religious woman, prayed all the time. She said, Buddy, I think we should pray. So, okay, Grandma. And he was a kid, a young teenager, and they were holding hands, and she began praying. And then next thing you know, she's speaking in tongues. And he's thinking, wow, that's weird. And then she's continuing on praying, and then she's back speaking English. And then she says, Jesus, Buddy and I are ready to come home. And he's like, whoa, Grandma, Buddy's not ready to come home. You got drinking, smoking, cussing. Yeah, we're coming. Buddy and I are coming home.
Jesus, leave the light on for us.
She probably was ready. She was probably in her 90s probably at the time, you know.
How was your relationship with your grandparents?
Good. They were always out of town, so it wasn't a nurturing relationship like you've had with yours.
Well, that was only on one side of the family.
So you're saying the other side forced you into adult baby play? My dad's parents lived both in their late 90s.
That's stout.
Yeah. My dad's getting ready to turn 92 in November.
Mine just turned 90.
Don't tell anybody, but my mother will be 90 in January.
How old is her hip?
90.
Is it? Both of them? What'd she just have replaced? Was it a shoulder?
A knee.
Knee.
Brand new knee.
Soccer injury?
Yeah. Picking up shells on the beach.
Man, that must have been a big shell that pushed her over the edge.
I made an observation recently. And in the world of hip-hop, you may know that there's artists. There's Lil Uzi. There's Lil Wayne. There's Lil Bow Wow. Lil Jon. Lil Kim. Lil Yachty. Lil Scrappy. There's only one Biggie.
What do you suppose that is?
The Lil moniker can be plopped onto anything, but there's only one Biggie. It could be Lil Greg.
It'd be Lil Greggy if you're talking about the way my grandmother spoke, until she saw a psychologist speak, and this person drew the line in the sand on the Y at the end of your grandchild's name. Once they become a teenager, you need to drop the Y.
Mm.
I was in college when she saw this guy, so I was Greggy a lot longer than my tween or teen. And she would go, oh, Greggy. And my friends in college are like, because she lived like two blocks from Ball State, so we would go over there to do laundry.
There you go. Built-in laundromat.
Greggy. Oh, man. You don't want guys hearing that.
No, I still call Jimmy Reiser. Jimmy Reiser goes by Jim. And then I think we have a mutual friend, Ricky.
Ricky.
Mm-hmm. I think he told me that was on his birth certificate.
Is his middle name Bobby?
Ricky, but it could be. It would make sense.
In July, I am sitting early in the morning having coffee at home. I'm off mom duty. G-Dog and I have had our walk. I see all of a sudden, in the middle of my yard, female legs.
Hubba hubba.
Through the leaves in the trees. And I'm thinking to myself, and then there's a dog with her, a small dog. And I'm thinking, there is no way. And she's doesn't seem to be standing straight up. It's almost like she's digging for one of those dog poop bags, is what I thought. Now, she can't be doing that because she's in the middle of our yard. You would have to have the longest leash ever made in order for your dog to have gone that far up into our yard to do its business, and then you come up after it to pick up.
Gabe sometimes wants to look up on their front porch, you know, pulling Jennifer's eyes back here where it's like not so obvious.
Does she run off or does she claim it?
No, we climb.
Did you bag it?
Oh, yeah, every time. Gabe is pulling like he's going to go to their bathroom. Excuse me, may I use your restroom?
Woof. What is this woman doing? And so I'm not initially protective of my yard or on guard and just watching curiously, like, what the heck is going on here? And then it seems like she's got her phone out and she's taking pictures or video. I can't see above the knee, but it seems that way. And I think, okay, I'm curious, like, what is it? Our yard isn't something where you're going to come in and take photographs.
What do you got around back?
Right.
I got to finish off this roll of film.
Is there an app where I could take a guided tour of your yard?
Got a QR code.
And so I think, okay, I'm going to go out and see what she's up to. And rather than doing it out the front door, I go out the side and the back.
So you appear to be happening upon her versus just storming at the front door.
Right. I'm not storming Norman.
Under the cover of darkness.
She's gone when I get there. And there's no car speeding away. I go to the front, to the street. No one to be found. Nobody up the side yard. Gone. Just vaporized. That is weird. So I walk to the tree that she was near. And there's a brand new Tupperware container.
Lovely parting gifts.
With a lid nearby, and it's got cat food in it. And I look up in the tree, there's a cat up in the V of this tree. And I thought, okay, this is even weirder because she knew that cat was in that tree. How did she know? From the road with other trees in the way.
Well, she might have had x-ray vision.
How did she know that that cat was up there? And then she got food and a Tupperware container and came back and tried to lure the cat out with food. And it must not have liked that version because it was still up there.
Hey, lady, what else you got?
Yeah, right. You know that I only eat fresh tuna. With sesame seeds.
The cat may have had its location services on its phone. That's why she tracked him to the tree.
Oh, yeah. It's got an Apple Watch collar.
So did you solve this mystery or is it unsolved?
I'll tell you what I did. I
ate the cat food.
Well, I did eat the cat food. I was going to get to that later. But yeah, I got hungry. I had one edible left over from mom duty. And so I ate the edible and then got the munchies and ate the cat food. Actually, one of my summer jobs was working in a place, Wright Bachman, which is no longer around, which sounds like a band maybe that spun off Bachman Turner Overdrive.
The Wright Brothers.
Yeah, they both got together and recorded. So they became Wright Bachman. And there was a dude that was there that was a lifer. And he ate tuna cat food out of a can.
Oh, dude.
And we were looking at him like, that's cat food. You know that that's, I mean, I know that it says tuna, but it's cat food. And he said to us, tuna is tuna.
Wow. We were down in Florida at one of our favorite restaurants with my parents, and Jennifer sees on the menu, tuna salad. She goes, oh, tuna salad, that sounds good. And the waitress comes over, and Jennifer, of course, has a question for her and says, was that albacore tuna? The waitress gives her this blank look and says, yeah. And walks away, and Jennifer's like, pretty much sure that reaction was, I don't know what albacore means. Right. Not even that it was or wasn't. She used big words. We were onto a Caesar salad with chicken instead.
Of course you were. I can't believe she was even considering something other than chicken.
And my dad sees a turkey sandwich on the menu and asked the waitress, is there a bird in the back?
She goes, I got a bird for you.
He didn't want turkey roll. He wanted an actual turkey.
Do you guys butcher your own food? Coming from the background. What was that gunfire?
Or killing your lunch. So I derailed you with my interjection.
I was talking about the lady in my yard.
Oh, yeah. Please continue.
I go into the garage. I've got an extension ladder that I thought, I think I can go up to the peak of the tree where that cat is. I mean, she felt compelled to come into my yard without asking, bring us Tupperware and leave, and never even a phone call. You'd have thought she could have also brought a ladder.
And a plate of cookies.
I mean, if she's going to go to all the trouble of invading my yard for this cat,
bring the freaking ladder.
She probably thought no one's going to see me.
Yeah, I don't know why they would in the front yard. You know, why would anybody think to look in the front yard of the house rather than the back corner or in the shrubs? She didn't come in disguised as a bush. She just came in. I put the ladder all the way up. It fit fine right in the V of the tree. I talked to the cat the whole way up. We had a good conversation, mostly one way, mostly me talking to the cat, but it seemed relaxed. And the whole idea was I don't want it to just like grab my face in its claws and then use me as a launch pad to jump 20 feet down.
To the cat food.
Yeah, to the cat food. So we have a good conversation. It seems relatively at ease. I get all the way up to it. It preferred to not be grabbed the way that I was initially grabbing it. So we had another conversation. Apparently, don't grab a cat by the balls first. Need to introduce yourself.
Well, that's good information. It's almost like a public service announcement.
I'm Greggy.
Yeah. I know of a good seafood restaurant. We can go there after this. I apparently grabbed it the right way, and it was a big fat cat. It was heavy. It was probably a 20-pound cat.
Greg, careful. That's body shaming.
So I climbed down the ladder without episode. We get to the bottom. I let it go. Fur everywhere at that point.
Pussy galore.
Put the ladder away. I looked at the Tupperware and I thought, this looks brand new. Ours seems to always disappear. So I'm going to claim this as my own.
The spoils of war.
Thank you very much.
Nice donation.
Yeah, it was. It was a donation to the Phelps family. And so I go back in and I'm thinking, you know, it would be even weirder if she shows up again to see if the cat food ploy worked. And sure enough, within 20 minutes, she's back. And I think, okay, I am going to wait for a second, and then I'm going to go out the side door again and around and just have a conversation with her about, is that your cat? And what the hell are you doing coming into my yard without asking, you wench?
Okay, Greg, now you're wench shaming.
And so I go out the side door. I come around. She has vanished again. There is no car. There is nobody going up the street in any direction, nor running through the yard of the neighbor across the street from me. She just like vaporized. Never to be seen again.
Could she have been a ghost?
Was she a ghost? I couldn't see through her.
Okay, then that's a no. Coming and going at will like that, you'd think there's something paranormal going on.
Like I said, I just saw her from the knees down. She had tennis shoes. They were like the old Keds kind of tennis shoes, low top.
Red Ball Jets.
I had a pair of those. Run faster, jump higher with Red Ball Jets.
We all had those.
Yeah, I put him on and ran around the yard. My parents were so happy. Good, he's running off energy.
Why didn't we think of this years ago?
Time me.
Time me. Yep.
My mom's trying to figure out which app to use.
Oh, that Greggy. All that energy.
So anyway, the woman, I've never seen her. I don't know where she lives. I know nothing about her.
Except she has nice Tupperware.
She has brand new Tupperware. Well, she's less one.
She's down
but
one.
She knows why that one's disappeared. Ours are like the sock in the dryer. I mean, I have no idea. You should have
taken some of your junk Tupperware out and put it out there in place of it. Replaced it with like a butter dish or something.
That would have been hilarious. One of those like been through the microwave too many times. It's got the little scars in it.
But still with the cat food in it. That would have really messed with her head.
That would have been beautiful. Have you seen Tupperware with black lids?
Uh-uh.
Yeah, this one had a black lid. It was the real deal. It wasn't the thin, cheap stuff.
So no moral to the story here. Never talk to her.
If you're going to be a trespasser, bring gifts.
Of any kind. It's just the intent.
It is the intent. It's the thought that matters. But I don't think that she had the lid on that cat food for her. You know, I don't think it was stored with the lid on it because it was very dry and crunchy. It was like break your tooth hard.
Did the cat run away?
The cat left.
Bye now.
And by the weight of it, I don't think it missed a meal. I really don't think that
it wasn't hungry.
That cat hadn't missed a meal in a long time.
Wow. You know what? That was a perfect story.
You've kind of established the fact that your parents live in Florida in a retirement community not named Del Boca Vista.
Correct.
And the lunch lady there doesn't like requests for things that are not readily available on the menu.
Prior to moving there, they lived in a home in Bradenton.
A house, not a home for unwed mothers.
It was ground level. This is early on in our relationship when my mother was learning what Jennifer didn't like.
Okay.
Even though Jennifer made it abundantly clear what she didn't like.
Is that because one of the suitcases was nothing but snacks? Wow, you're not traveling light this time.
A live chicken. My mother, she's a big on casserole. She was going through her casserole phase. So she'd make a bunch of stuff and just drag them out one after another.
Oh, pre-made.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Knew you were coming to visit, and so she...
Jennifer also, many times, will bring leftovers home from a restaurant. She likes leftovers.
Mm-hmm. She also likes the foil swan that they make.
It's emergency food is what it basically becomes. out comes this casserole one night with rice and shrimp.
Oh, man.
And Jennifer's giving me the stink eye.
Yeah. Didn't you too? I mean, the minute that I see rice and shrimp in a casserole, I don't know.
Now, you eat what mom serves. Whatever comes out of the oven is what goes on your plate.
Do they use cloth napkins or paper napkins?
Oh, cloth. Yeah.
So do we. That makes it hard to pile everything in a napkin and throw it away.
Like Elaine on Seinfeld filling her pockets with meat. I'm a glutton for mutton, Jerry says. Luckily, Jennifer had some leftovers, so she could politely say, you know, I think I'll just have that leftover chicken from last night. You don't like this shrimp?
You don't like shrimp casserole?
No.
Cream of mushroom soup, rice, and shrimp. Could you text me the recipe?
I could.
Could you?
Mushroom soup, rice, shrimp.
I got that right. It is mushroom soup.
Bake it at 350, yeah. So she got out of the casserole scenario. Breakfasts were rather mundane there. My dad ate
leftover shrimp casserole.
65 years of a bowl of cereal. And for 65 years, my mother would make toast, burned, and then scrape it into the trash can.
I thought you were going to say on top of the casserole.
Now, that would be a crunchy topping.
This is delicious.
Their home being on a ground floor allowed me the ability to raise the window, climb out the window, and drive to McDonald's to get breakfast for Jennifer and I.
It's like a jailbreak.
Wind the window open, climb out.
I just picture you like with a fake guy sleeping in bed.
Yeah, while you're like a dummy.
Like Alcatraz.
I'm paper mache dummy head.
Where's Andy?
So out the window I'd go and to McDonald's and bring back a biscuit and egg.
Did you fly down or did you drive down?
You had a rental car.
Oh, did you? Oh, okay, you didn't cab from the airport?
The bedroom was on the front of the house and the rest of the house was rear facing, so we were able to sneak away.
Without them saying, why is Andy running from the house?
And why does he have a bag of McDonald's in his hand? Growing up, we never had a lot of snack food or fast food for various reasons, eating healthier.
Mm-hmm.
Never had chips on a regular basis. We'd go to like Subway and they'd have some sort of a baked chip or something. My dad, of course, he'd love to have some chips. So Jennifer, would you like some chips? Well, I sure would. Thank you. And then he just started scarfing them all down. Jim, save me some, please.
What did you have for snacks? Like mushrooms?
No.
Carrot sticks?
Yes. Yeah, no mushrooms, carrot sticks. Yeah.
No, I know. I didn't figure you really had mushrooms. I was just trying to go for an obscure, weird snack. Andy, why don't your friends ever come over after school? Like, you go over to their house. Why don't they come here? Mom, I think it's because the only snacks that we have are raw mushrooms. No response.
Too busy tripping from all the mushrooms.
Well, that kind. Okay.
Desserts were bananas cut up with milk and sugar, blueberries with milk and sugar, fruit cocktail.
with milk and sugar.
Milk and sugar on the fruit cup. They had enough sugar on them already. But so that was dessert. Would you like some dessert? What would you like?
I just like the sugar. Yeah. Could we just have the sugar? Could I have a cup of sugar, please?
These all sound like harkening back to the early days of the nuclear families that we sort of grew up in.
Did you have a mid-century modern house?
Quasi.
Oh, really?
Yeah, of course, it was just century. It wasn't mid.
Oh, I see.
It was just a house. The old chicken in every pot and two cars in every garage and that whole, you know, two kids, two cars. Back in the earlier days of the 60s, when people would come home from work, you would visit your neighbors and you chit and you chat and you talk. One specific thing that changed that in culture, the garage door opener. The garage door opener changed the whole dynamic of returning home from work.
It allowed the abusive spouse to start beating on you the minute that you came in without other people seeing.
Get quicker.
What's for dinner? Shrimp casserole. Let's go visit the neighbors.
Let me out of here.
At least swap out the cream of mushroom soup for like gumbo or something so that there's like something that resonates with shrimp. You know what? This could use a little bit of shaved ginger, that and lemongrass.
And a little less shrimp. Like none.
Got an idea on altering this recipe. Swap out the rice and the shrimp for something else. Well, that'll totally change the recipe. Yeah, you're starting to see the light. Yes, it will.
You're catching on.
Swap that out for a pot of chili. Could you do that for me?
Bag of chips. I went to McDonald's once and ordered Jennifer a fish sandwich, and I said, fish sandwich plain, no tartar, no cheese. There's two good things about that. A, that's the way she likes them, and B, is it's always made fresh. You know, it's not one of these microwave burgers.
Oh, heat lamp.
Yeah. So one time I got to the car, and I always check. Many times it's wrong. And I opened up the bag, I opened up the package and looked in it. It was just two buns. No fish.
What?
No fish. So I knock on the window and I say, Houston, we got a problem here. And of course, they just look at me and say something in Spanish. Go get a manager.
You didn't have anybody in your Spanish class that taught you the dirty words to know whether or not they were really cussing you out?
That was a classic McDonald's fail.
Yes. Well, there was fish in that bun when we left. When you left with fish in the bun.
Check the security camera.
Let's go back to the tape.
Hi, this is Andy. If you enjoyed listening to our podcast, please be sure to like and subscribe. Remember, laughter's contagious. Help us spread it by telling a friend.